哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们高兴能够进入到我们第二晚的布道聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus Christ, we're happy to begin the second night of our evangelical service.
求主耶稣跟我们同在。
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with us.
愿主耶稣的灵大大感动我们。
And may His Spirit move us.
昨天晚上我们都知道说人生是有一个局限的。
Yesterday we talked about our finite lives.
所以就产生不同的人生。
And the result is a myriad of lives.
那我们只有靠着神才能够在有限的人生里面追求一个无限。
Only through God can we find infinity in our finite lives.
人生不但有限。
Even though our lives will end,
人生的本质又是什么呢？
Then what is the nature of life?
我们假设说它是一个劳苦挑重担的人生。
It is a life of toil and burden.
这几天那个 Pacific 的天气今天好像没有什么太阳。
In the past few days and today, it's been cloudy in Pacifica.
德国差不多是这样子。
And it's like this in Germany.
所以德国太阳，如果讲太阳的话，它的属性是阴性的，是女性的。
In German, the word sun is a feminine word.
因为很少看到太阳，太阳很羞涩，不敢出来。
Because the sun in Germany is quite shy and doesn't show its face often.
好像一个不敢见人的闺女。
Just like a young woman who does not dare to show herself.
所以一般来讲，天气有时候影响到人的心理。
And the weather affects our emotions.
那所以德国就产生了世界很有名的那个心理学家。
Therefore, Germany produced many famous psychologists.
我们所知道的就 T.K. Jung 跟 Sigmund Freud.
For example, Jung and Freud.
那为了要调剂当时人的一般很阴沉的这种个性。
In order to change the melodramatic mood of people.
那个德国几乎每个小镇每一年差不多有一次两次有马戏团来公演。
Circuses often go through the German towns every year.
那马戏团来并不是说要看马或是看大象，而是大部分最主要是看如果这个马戏团有很有名的小丑。
And people didn't go to the circus to see the animals, but rather the clowns.
因为小丑带来很多的欢乐。
Because the clownsbring them joy.
如果小丑很有名的话，全城就充满了欢乐。
And if the clown is famous, then the whole town is happy.
那全城会来讨论这个小丑的动作，并且学他的诙谐的话语。
And people begin to talk about this clown and try to imitate him.
啊，并且带有哲理的表演。
And the performance carries some wisdom.
这时候呢，那个全城人都充满了欢乐。
And the whole town is filled with joy.
因为那在这个时候，心理医生大部分都是干脆休整了，或是去度假了。
And during this time, all the psychologists go on vacation.
或是呢，他们自己也去看马戏表演了。
Or perhaps they themselves went to see the circus.
有一年呢，一个小镇来了一个很有名的，全德国最有名的马戏团，因为里面有一个最有名的小丑。
Once, a very famous circus went through town, and it had the most famous clown in Germany.
那从那个马戏团来那一天之后呢，这个小镇有180度的大转变。
And after the circus arrived, the town completely changed.
工人比较殷勤工作。
The workers worked harder.
学生也比较喜欢上学。
The students study harder.
那夫妻吵架声音也少了，也低了，不会 声音不会那么高调。
And husband and wives fought less often.
那就是连有一些无业的游民的酒鬼呢，也安分多了。
Even the unemployed and the drunkards.Behave themselves more.
那警察案件也少了，那个晚年的脸孔也开了花。
And the police have less cases to solve.
那这小丑马上成为全镇的救星。
And this clown became the savior for this town.
大家学他的动作，学他讲话的语气。
Everyone tried to copy him, the way he acted, the way he spoke.
这时候心理医生更好像失业了，到大家休假了。
And all thispsychiatrists lost their job and they went on vacation.
但是不能全部关，至少有一家要开门了。
But they had to have at least one doctor left.
那这一天一大早，这个唯一一家的心理医生的那个诊所刚开门的时候，有一个人进来了。
And one day when this the only psychiatrist in the town began his day. Someone came in.
这个人愁眉苦脸，吹着胸进来。
This man came in and beat his breast and looked very sad.
他说他是一个急诊的病人啊。
He said, this is an emergency.
他要心理的辅导。
He said, I need counseling.
那护士就赶快挂个急诊，赶快把他送到那个急诊室里面去。
So the nurse quickly sent him to the doctor.
那这时候医生出来了，医生也愁眉苦脸说：“奇怪，怎么有这种事情？”
And the doctor came out wondering how what's going on.
因为这几天都没有客人呢，没有病人呢。
I have had no patient lately.
全城正在欢乐说：“怎么还有这个唯一的这种那个心理病人呢？”
The entire town is so happy. How could there be someone who needs counseling?
那还没有辅导之前，这个心理医生就说：“这样子啦，今天的中午哈。” 现在快要到中午五场，这个是这个马戏团最精彩的一场表演。
And before the session, the doctor decided there was a noon performance of the circus.
你先去看，看完之后，那有什么毛病再来，我们再来谈。
He told the man, go see the circus and see if you feel better. If you don't, then come back and we'll talk.
因为你看到那个小丑的表演，你一定会笑的，你那个忧愁一定会。 消失的,
when you see that clown, then you will be happy.
这时候这病人顿了一下,
and this patient paused for a second.
然后放声大哭,
and began to weep loudly.
他喊着，大声喊着说,
and he screamed,
那位带来满城欢乐的小丑就是要看这个心理医生的我。
The clown that brings joy to the town is your patient.
人生常常是这样子的,
and life is like this.
是有劳苦重担,
it is full of toil and burden.
那人生的劳苦重担又是怎么来的?
Then how did we get all these burdens?
本来神造人的时候是让人快乐的在乐园里面的。
God created human beings so that they could enjoy themselves in the paradise.
但是因为始祖的犯罪，因为罪进入到世界，所以每个人都在罪里面。
But because of our ancestors, sin entered the world. And it's filled the world.
你虽然生下来没有犯罪，但是你也是在罪里面生的。
Even though you have not sinned when you were born, you still carry sin.
什么是罪呢?
What is sin?
罪就是跟神断绝关系，叫罪。
It is when we break our relationship with God.
罪就是缺少了神的荣耀。
It is the lack of God's glory.
罪就是离开了生命的源头。
Sin is to break away from the origin of life.
所以这样的人生就是一个劳苦重担的人生。
And this life is one of toil and burden.
我们来看创世纪47章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 47.
创世纪47章第7节。
Genesis
到第10节。
Genesis chapter 47 verse 7 to 10.
这里记载着应该是一个非常幸福、非常命好的一个老人。This
this passage talks about a very fortunate old man.
他已经130岁了。He
was 130 years old.
130岁的老人年纪不小，并且呢，他儿子又当宰相。He
was he had lived a long life, and his son was the prime minister.
不但这样子，他全家又团圆。 他看到他的孙子满堂。
Not only so, his family has been reunited, and he has seen all his grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
他应该是一个非常幸福的一个老年人才对。
He should be a very lucky man.
并且呢，当时的国王法老呢，感觉说这个老人应该很有福气。
And even more, the Pharaoh said that this man is full of blessing.
那有福气的老人应该会带来福气。
And this blessed old man will bring others blessing.
那国王也认为说他的位分比我大。
And the Pharaoh said this man is greater than I.
因为圣经里面希伯来书7章7节说，位分大的跟位分小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理。
In Hebrews records that it is only right for the greater person to bless the lesser one.
所以这时候法老也请他说来替我祝福啊。
And that's why the Pharaoh asked this man to bless him.
他不只是说。 国王召见而已啊,
Not only was he called by the Pharaoh.
如果国王召见也说, 国王恩惠有, 对你有恩惠，然后看得起你，召见，那你就跪在那里。
Sometimes it should be your pleasure to see the Pharaoh, and you kneel in front of the Pharaoh humbly.
现在国王是看你比国王更伟大，更有福气，所以国王说：“拜托你来听我祝福。”
But instead, the Pharaoh asked this man to bless him.
所以第七节，他的儿子就把他带进去国王那里，他就跟国王祝福了。
In verse 7, this man, his son.Took this man before the Pharaoh, and he blessed him.
那祝福完之后，法老当然就聊聊家常了。
And after the blessing, the Pharaoh began to make a chit chat, and he asked him, "How old are you?"
我们遇到老人就说啊，那你今年你那个一生有什么伟大的功绩啊
？When we see someone old, we often ask them, "What have you done in your life?"
啊，如果有功绩的老人，一定从他年轻的时候怎么样努力，后来如果是当军人的，他怎么样在战场杀敌人，然后立了多少的功劳。
And if the old man has done a lot of things, he will begin from his childhood and how he fought in numerous wars.
一个商人他已经说他从一块美金，然后造建了一个多伟大的一个商业王国。
Or perhaps a businessman would describe how he built a great enterprise from a dollar.
那如果一个农人，他还讲说他从一个没有一分田的这个农人，怎么努力，然后怎么样耕种，现在变成一个地主。
Or a farmer would describe how he came from nothing to someone who owned a lot of properties.
那人家说，哎呀，你实在是一生也多，也就是过来了，苦过来了，现在命已经那么好了。
And then the others will respond, will say, you have lived a great life.
雅各他没有讲他以前的辉煌历史。
But Jacob did not talk about his life.
或是讲现在，他没有说，哎呀，感谢神啊，我现在你看儿子都当宰相了，然后我儿孙满堂了，我现在是有福气老人了。
And Jacob did not say, "I've lived a great life. Even my son is a prime minister, and I'm happy with my family."
他讲出人生他实在的感受。
But he talked about how he truly felt about life.
他说他在世上是寄居的。
He said, "I'm only a visitor in the world."
寄居并不是说这是他家了。
This is not his home.
不是永远要住在这里的。
He will not be here forever.
但是130岁的年日，他说我生平的年日又少又苦。
Even though he lived 130 years, he says my years have been few and difficult.
他用少用苦来描写他现在的境况。
And this was how he described his life.
所以这是人生的本质啊。
And this is the nature of life.
那为什么人生是这样子？我们刚刚讲过，就是因为罪。
And life is like this because of sin.
罪让人劳苦，让人挑重担。
Because of sin, we have to work and suffer.
我们先来从圣经来看一个例子，什么的劳苦，什么的重担。
Let us look at this toil and burden from the Bible.
我们看约翰福音第四章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章，这是一个我们很有名的一个故事。
Many of us are familiar with the story in John chapter 4.
第三节以下，耶稣从南边的犹太地要往加利利去。
Starting from verse 3, Jesus left Judea and went back once more to Galilee.
其实他可以走约旦河谷，也可以那个走地中海的路，但是他偏偏一定要经过撒玛利亚。
Jesus could have traveled through the river of Jordan or through the by the Mediterranean Sea, but he went through Samaria.
因为耶稣在这里有一个很重要的任务。
Because he had a great task to accomplish here.
以肉体属肉的这关系来讲的话，犹太人是很少经过撒玛利亚地的。
The Jews did not travel through Samaria.
他们如果经过的话，要过去之后也要把尘土剁下来，然后拍拍身体说。这些东西是脏的东西，我一点都不带走。
Even if they had to walk through the region, after they left, they would shake their dust and said, "These are dirty things. I will not come back to here."
撒玛利亚人当时跟犹太人是世仇啊。
The Jews and the Samaritans were enemies.
那个犹太人如果骂人的话，就说不是骂神经病或什么，就说骂。别人说你是撒玛利亚人，就是一个很严重的说你这个人是很误会的人。
To a Jew, if you calling someone a Samaritan was a great insult.
那耶稣就这样经过了这个撒玛利亚地。
But Jesus walked through Samaria.
耶稣走啊走，走到一个地方叫做叙加。
And he came to a town called Sychar.
那耶稣走到那里的时候是早上六点或是下午六点的时候。
He arrived either at 6 a.m. or 6 p.m.
那应该是一般来讲话是下午六点，应该是比较对了。
I think it's probably 6 in the afternoon.
因为那个时候也是大家出来打水的时候。
Because that was when people came out to get water.
那耶稣坐在那个雅各的井旁。
And Jesus sat by the well.
那有一个撒玛利亚的妇人呢，出来打水。
And a Samaritan woman came out to fetch water.
这样是一个很平常的一个景物啊，一个事情。
This was an everyday scene at the time.
那主耶稣那时候也可能走路累了，然后就跟他说：“你给我点水喝吧。”
And Jesus, after a long day of traveling, must have been tired, so he asked the woman for water.
那这时候这个妇人的反应是很激烈的。
And this woman responded quite harshly.
第九节，那个撒玛利亚妇人对他说：“你是犹太人，怎么像一个撒玛利亚人的妇人要水喝呢？”
In verse 9 it says, the woman said, "You're a Jew, how can you ask me for a drink?"
这是一个不同种族的一个对立。
This is how people of different backgrounds react to each other.
所以耶稣在这里喷了一鼻子灰。
So Jesus was rejected outright.
但是耶稣要救他。
But Jesus wanted to save her.
他跟这个妇人所讲的话，耶稣好像一点都没有反应。
So he did not react to what she said.
耶稣就回答他说， 如果以一般人来讲，让我们来回答应说：“哎呀，不要这样子！你撒玛利亚人也是人啊，我犹太人也是人，都是人嘛，我们来讲讲人话吧。”
If it were you, you probably tell her, "You're a human being. I'm a human being. So let's get along."
何必这样子呢？大家以爱相待吧。
Let's all treat each other with love and respect.
耶稣超越了他这个你我相对、种族相对。
But Jesus was above all this.
耶稣对他说，
He said to her,
你若知道神的恩赐，
If you knew the gift of God,
神的恩赐就是圣灵，
The gift of God is the Holy Spirit.
如果你能够认识神要把圣灵赐给人，
If you knew that God was going to give His Spirit to humans,
然后你也知道跟你说给我水喝的是谁， 也就是说你如果也知道我耶稣是谁，
And if you knew who it is, could I ask you for a drink? Or if you knew Jesus,
你就老早会求他， 他要找给你活水。
Then you would have asked him to give you the living water.
就是你就要来求这个神的恩赐， 求这个圣灵。
You would have asked for the gift of God, for the Holy Spirit.
这个妇人听耶稣讲话很莫名其妙。
The woman probably couldn't make sense of what Jesus said.
但是这个妇人在这里，她的自尊，她的优越感产生了。
And we could see her self-respect here.
她看看耶稣。
She looked at Jesus.
手空空的。
Who was empty-handed.
所以十一节，这个妇人说：“先生，你没有打水的器具啊。”
In verse 11, the woman said, "Sir, you have nothing to draw the water."
那你看这个水井又那么深，有30公尺深的这个井，你连一个打水的器具都没有，你从哪里来活水啊？你还要说要把活水给我？
And look, the well is so deep, and you don't even have any tools. How could you give me this living water?
这是她的优越感，她比耶稣多了这个打水的器具。
She thought she was better because she had tools to fetch the water.
她看到耶稣没有。
And she saw Jesus had nothing.
所以她不能相信耶稣会给她什么活水的。
So she did not believe that Jesus would give her any living water.
并且十一节，耶稣那个她看到耶稣这样情况，然后就这撒玛利亚妇人不但自我的优越感，并且他们祖宗的这个优越感也把它拿出来了。
Not only did she feel that she was better than Jesus, she felt that her ancestor was better than Jesus.
她说：“我们的祖先这个雅各把这个井给我们了，那你会比他大吗？”
She said, "Our father Jacob gave us this well. Are you greater than him?"
当然，他的答案是说不会的啦。你怎么会比我们的让祖宗雅各更大呢？
And of course, she would think that no one was greater than Jacob.
这是他传统的优越感。
This was her pride from her heritage.
祖先留下来的优越感。
This was a pride left from her ancestors.
所以在这个时候，耶稣跟他好像两个人中间隔了一道很深的墙。
So at this time, it seems as if there is a great wall between Jesus and this woman.
妇人跟耶稣中间好像格格不入。
They could not make any contact.
种族的墙隔着他们。
Because of race,
they're separated. 优越的墙隔着他们。
Because of their feeling of superiority,
传统的优越感隔着他们。
Because of their pride in their heritage, they're separated.
主耶稣也没有跟他打圆场。
Jesus did not try to reconcile with her.
主耶稣也没有跟他说大家都一样。
Jesus did not tell her we're all the same.
主耶稣13节, 耶稣回答他说,
In verse 13, Jesus answered,
耶稣只是讲真理, 讲事实, 说你喝这个水还要再渴啊。
He only talked about the facts and the truth. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again.
这个物质的水, 你一直喝, 一直渴,
this physical water does not help your thirst.
你喝世上的什么样的水, 一定会再渴的。
Whatever you drink in this world, you will be thirsty again.
如果这个世界能够有人发明一种喝下去不渴的饮料, 那家公司, 我看两三年就倒了。
If someone can invent a drink which will make you never thirsty again, then that company will become bankrupt in a few years.
那14节,
In verse 14,
耶稣说, 人若喝我所赐的水, 就永远不渴。
Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，只涌到永生。
The water I give him will become a spring of water welling up for eternal life.
这个妇人说，先生啊。
And this woman responded saying, Sir.
这个她这时候比较客气了。
Now she has more respect for him.
她第一次跟耶稣对打的时候是说你怎么样，我怎么样。
When she first began to talk to Jesus, she said, You, this, you, that.
在你我当中就是很不客气的。
And she was not very polite.
从第二次，这是第三次，她就会晓得说，耶稣那边好像有什么活水的东西吧，那就对耶稣客气点呐，至少称你个先生嘛。
And now she sees that Jesus has some sort of living water, so she called him sir.
你既然有这个水，就请把这个水给我。
She said, If you have this water, then give it to me.
叫我不会再渴，也不用这么远来打水。
So that I won't go thirsty, I have to keep coming here again.
这个妇人到这么远来打水是一个很大的劳苦啊。
She worked hard and walked a long way to get the water.
她为什么有这样劳苦？
And why did she work so hard?
一下，耶稣就跟她讲出来了。And
Jesus told her.
她不但有劳苦。
Not only did she toil.
我们知道在叙加城里面本来是有活水井的。
We know that in the city of Sychar there used to be a well of living water.
叙加是一个小城啊。
It was a small town.
城里面就有可以打水的。
And there was a well in the town.
但是这个妇人偏偏不敢在城里面打水, 要走到叙加城外, 那个一两迈的地方去打水。
But she did not dare to use the well in the city, but rather she walked outside the city for 1 or 2 miles.
那个当兵就晓得, 急行军一个小时才能走6公里啊。
When you're in the army, you know that even if you march fast, you can only walk 6 kilometers.
他出来的话, 至少要用半个小时啊。
She probably walked for half an hour.
那拿水还要回去啊。
After she fetched the water, she had to go home.
所以她天天一定要这样拿, 所以她感觉拿得好辛苦啊。
And every day she made the same trip.
为了生活。
Of course she was tired, but she had to live.
那耶稣就讲出她为什么不敢在城里面打水。
And Jesus told her the reason why she did not go to the well in the city.
所以这妇人很希望说, 有这样的水, 喝了永远不会再渴, 也不用这么远来打水。
This woman hoped that she will never be thirsty again, so she did not have to work so hard.
16节,
In verse 16,
耶稣说你去叫你的丈夫也来这里了。
Jesus told her, Go, call your husband to come back.
耶稣轻轻地这样子摸到了她的心。
And Jesus gently touched her heart.
耶稣也碰到了她的劳苦跟重担的那个渊源。
And Jesus found the reason for her burden.
17节,
In verse 17,
这个妇人的反应应该是很激烈。
She should have responded harshly.
她马上说，我没有丈夫。
She said, I have no husband.
这句是很果断的，并且呢，很痛苦的。
This was something very painful.
她没有多讲什么。
She did not say anything more.
她只是说，我没有丈夫。
She said, I have no husband.
耶稣轻轻地把她的内心的最痛苦深处把它掀开了。
Jesus opened up the pain in her heart.
耶稣说，你没有丈夫，对了。
Jesus said, You are right when you say you have no husband.
但是你已经有过5个丈夫了。
But you have had 5 husbands. We shouldn't look at this woman as immoral, even though she has had five husbands.
这是她过去的悲哀。
This is her sorrow from her past.
古时候在当时的人, 如果有五个丈夫, 就说结婚过五次了。
She has been married five times.
在当时的女人, 只有两种情况, 能够没有丈夫。
Only under two circumstances can a woman be unmarried.
一个就是被休妻了, 写休书, 把你休出去了。
One was that she was divorced by her husband.
就是丈夫不要她了。
It is when the husband does not want her anymore.
要不然就是丈夫死了。
And the other reason is that the husband died.
丈夫死了，送丈夫上山头， 这是人生最悲哀的时候啊。
And it is the saddest moment in life when she sent her husband to be buried.
她可能五次先生都死了。
And perhaps her husband died five times.
五次送先生上山头，
and she sent five husbands to be buried.
她也可能四次先生死了， 一次被人家赶出去。
Or perhaps she buried four husbands and one drove her away from the home.
也可能三次先生死了， 两次被赶出去。
Or perhaps she buried three husbands and was driven away twice.
也可能两次死了， 三次被赶出去。
Or maybe two burials and three driven away.
或是五次都被赶出去了。
Or perhaps she was driven away five times.
无论怎样, 有五次很悲惨的过去,
no matter what, her past was quite pitiful.
我很敬佩这个女人。
I have great respect for this woman.
无论先生死或是被赶出去, 她总有在勇气再结婚。
Whether she has buried her husband or been driven away, she had the courage to get married once again.
也就是说你有五个丈夫, 就是说有结婚过的。
Jesus said, you have five husbands whom you married.
这是她过去的悲哀。
This is a sadness from her past.
她有五次的希望。
She has had five chances of hope.
当一个待嫁女儿心的那种心情是要把终身寄托给一个人, 但是五次的破灭。
When she is about to be married, she has hope to rely on her husband, but her hope has been broken five times.
她每次的破灭在每次的希望。
Every broken dream is followed by another new hope.
这样的人实在是值得同情, 也值得够勇气。
We must have pity on her, but she showed courage.
你能够想象有一个人是在那个时候真正的结过五次婚并且是真正的怀着希望去结婚的, 这样的一种人吗?
Can you imagine someone who married five times with hope every time?
这个撒玛利亚妇人就是这样子。
But this Samaritan woman was like this.
就是她以前的悲哀。
And she carried a sadness from her past.
这是五次的痛苦啊。
She suffered the pain five times.
五次的痛苦。
And she wept five times.
五次的每次的希望当中的破灭。
Every time she has had her dream broken.
最后她也垮了。
And finally she gave up.
她现在耶稣说, 你现在有的不是你的丈夫啊。
Jesus told her, the man you have now is not your husband.
就是说你没有结婚啊。
That means she was not married.
你可能要跟人家共用一个丈夫啊。
She might have shared a husband with another woman.
所以这是她现在当今的苦楚。
This was a pain right now.
也是她现在的羞辱。
And this was a shame.
所以对一个这样的妇人来讲, 实在是很痛苦啊。
And to this woman, she must be in great pain.
所以我们从这里可以看出来, 她为什么老远的跑到城外去打水。
Now we can see why she had to go great distances outside the city to fetch the water.
因为她有一个过去的悲哀。
Because she has a pain from her past.
她有一个现在的不可告人的一个秘密。
And she has secrets which she dare not show others.
所以她不敢存在当时的社会。
Therefore she did not dare to go live within the society.
那么远跑到城外去打水。
She went outside the city to fetch water.
所以她那么渴慕有一个 永远的不会渴的这个活水。
That is why she longed for a water so that she could not thirst, she would not be thirst again.
在这说我们知道耶稣要救她。
And we know Jesus wanted to save this woman.
当耶稣讲出她的过去之后,
after Jesus has revealed her past,
这个妇人说我看出你是先知啊。
This woman said, I know you're a prophet.
她对耶稣的认识更进一步。
She has understood who Jesus was.
她不只是说耶稣是你是我，或是说耶稣你是先生，她是说耶稣你是先知。
She did not she had a great respect for Jesus that she called him a prophet.
就说他还是有问题的。
But she still had questions.
他说我们祖先在这个山礼拜了，就是在基利心山了。
She said our father worshipped on this mountain.
那你们说要在耶路撒冷。
But you Jews said that we must worship in Jerusalem.
到底要在哪里呢？
So where should we worship?
耶稣也没有说在这里，也没有说在哪里。
Jesus did not tell her worship here or there.
耶稣跟他讲说你要信我。
Jesus simply told her, believe me.
你要信耶稣。
Have faith in Jesus.
因为耶稣刚刚所讲的那句话说，如果你知道神的恩赐， 也知道跟你说话的是那个人是谁的话，你就会求这个水，并且呢，这个神要把这个水赐给你。
Jesus had just told her, if you have known the gift of God and know who I am, then you will ask for this living water, and it shall be given to you.
耶稣爱这样的一个劳苦重担的人。
Jesus loves this woman.
这个妇人，她在生活上是劳苦的。
She has toiled greatly in her life.
天天要喝水，天天要到城外去打水。
Every day she has to travel a long way for water.
她是背重担的。
And she carried a great burden.
她的重担是这个不能告诉别人的这个罪的担子。
She carried the sin with her that she could not tell others.
她心灵的。 五个丈夫的阴影压在她身上。
She carried the burden of her five ex-husbands.
现在这个不是自己丈夫的丈夫，也成为她的一个大的重担。
And the man now who wasn't her husband became her burden also.
她很想离开这样的情况。
She wanted to leave the situation.
但是她没有办法。
But she was helpless.
所以她在这里成为那个社会的边缘人物。
Therefore now she walked on the edge of society.
她被那个社会所摒弃了。She
was despised by the society.
这时候耶稣爱她。But
Jesus loved her.
来找她。Jesus
came to her.
要赐她活命的水。Jesus
wanted to give her the living water.
这时候她醒悟过来。And
she awoke.
醒悟过来之后，我们看28节。Let's
look at verse 28.
那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去了。 对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切都说出来了，那莫非这就是基督吗？
She left her water jar and she went back to town and said to people, Come see this man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
她留下了刚刚自以为傲的水罐子。
She had left her water jar that she was proud of just a moment ago.
她刚刚以为这个她的水罐子比耶稣优越。
She thought she was better because she thought she was better than Jesus because of her water jar.
跟耶稣比起来，耶稣没有水罐子，他有啊。
She had a water jar and Jesus didn't, and she was better.
所以她跟耶稣讲：“你没有水罐子，你还给我什么水？我至少我要这个水罐子啊。”
That's why she said to Jesus, "How could you give me water when you had nothing on you?"
可怜的妇人，最可怜的人又心里的一点的骄傲。
Even though she was quite pitiful, she still had pride.
留下这个水罐子。
But now she left her water jar.
留下她。 自我的骄傲，
she left her pride behind her.
其实这个水罐子也是她的羞耻啊。
And this water jar is also her shame.
因为她每天早上那个晚上或是早上要拿起这个水罐子去拿水的时候，她就想起她以前的五个丈夫，又想起现在的不是丈夫的丈夫。
Because every day as she took this water jar to get water, she remembered her husband and the man right with her right now who is not her husband.
她是在这个水罐子也。 代表了他人生的劳苦跟重担。And
this water jar also represented her burden and toil.
就是他肉体劳苦跟心灵的罪担。It
was her burden in flesh and her toil in spirit.
现在他这个自尊、这个自傲跟他的重担、他的劳苦的象征，把留给耶稣了。But
now she had left everything behind to Jesus.
现在他往城里去了。Now
she went into the city.
她本来是不敢面对众人的。
Before she did not dare to face others.
现在她可以面对众人。
Now she had the courage to face them.
又回到正常的人生生活。
She returned to a normal life.
并且对众人做见证。
And she bear witness to others.
说你们来看。
She said, come see.
看这个人就是基督了。
Come see this man who is the Christ.
就是救我们的救主来了。
It is our Savior.
所以你如果有劳苦重担
，If you have burden and toil，
就像耶稣所讲的
，Then it is just as Jesus said。
也就是这个妇人所宣告的
，It is just as this woman proclaimed。
留下你的水罐子，然后跟大家讲，耶稣来了。
Leave behind your water jar and say to everyone, Jesus is here.
我们看马太福音十一章二十八节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
这是耶稣的宣告。
This is a proclamation from Jesus.
他说：“来，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。”我就使你们得安息。这是一个耶稣伟大的宣告。
This is a great announcement from Jesus.
说来。
He said, "Come."
凡是所有的人，你如果是有劳苦、有重担的，可以到耶稣这里来。
If you are weary and burdened, then come unto me.
那耶稣就会让你得到安息。
And Jesus will give you rest.
因为耶稣是救主。
Because he is the Savior.
我们人生在世上实在是劳苦的。
We work hard in our lives.
生活的苦。
We're bitter in our lives.
人生从小一直到大，不断在苦的当中。
We're often suffering throughout our lives.
有时候我们想换个环境。
Sometimes we want to change the environment.
无论你从哪里来。
No matter where you come from.
如果你是以前的清教徒移民，是从英国来的。
If you are a Puritan who immigrated from England,
英国北边那个北海水是苦的。
The water in the North Sea of England,
如果你是
is bitter.
如果你是从东南亚或是从那个中国来的。
If you come from Southeast Asia or China,
中国的东海或是那个太平洋或是南海，那个水是苦的。
The water in the South Sea or the Pacific is also bitter.
那就是现在你出去这里的海的水也是苦的。
Even now, if you go to the ocean here, the water is also bitter.
人生你无论跑去哪里，水都是苦的。人生不是苦海吗
？No matter where you are, life is bitter.
苦是相通的。
It is all the same everywhere.
不会说你跑到这里或是跑那里，水就变甜了，海水变甜，不可能的。
The water, the sea water does not become sweet.
人生在世上，因为人的罪，所以让人受作主，劳苦，生的本身就是苦了。
Because of our sin, we're cursed to toil all our lives.
我进过产房三次啊。
I have been to the delivery room several times.
当我那个内人生产的时候，我实在看得很苦啊。
When my wife was giving birth, I was in pain.
当母亲的苦，小孩子哭了出来也是苦。
When the child was born, as they were crying, it was also painful.
一哭开始了。
The life began in bitterness.
在产房里面，有的妈妈都哭了。小孩子当然哭出来，一定要哭啊。
Of course, babies cry when they are born, but a lot of times the mother also cried.
人哭着到世界上。
Human being come to this world crying.
是自己哭来的。
You come in tears.
死的时候是人家把他哭着送出去的。
And when you die, you're sent away in tears.
所以死人的家也是哭哭啼啼的。
Therefore, you often hear great weeping when someone dies.
所以人生的本质就是哭着来，哭着被送回去。
The nature of life is that we come in tears and we leave in tears.
那并且在这个哭来跟哭去的当中呢，有很多的苦。
And in between, we suffer a great deal.
生活劳苦。
We work for our lives.
其实这是在创世纪三章十六节到十九节所描写的。
It is what is described in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 to 19.
为了生活实在是苦。
For a livelihood, we suffer.
就是在人生里面，我们一般认为说是神所祝福的婚姻，有时候变成一种劳苦啊。
Even when we look upon a marriage that we think is blessed by God, it still has suffering.
在美国跟欧洲都是一样的，离婚率超过三分之一。
It is the same in Europe or in America. One third of the marriage end up in divorce.
在德国结婚一定要去法院才算数。
In Germany, you must go through the courts.To validate your marriage.
结婚跟离婚是同一个那个房子里面隔着一道墙。
And you go through the same office for divorce and marriage.
这边进去法官说你爱他爱到死吗
One, you come into one room and the judge asked you will you love her till death
他说是
and you answer yes
你要跟他结婚除了死让你们两个能够离开这样对吗是
Only death do you part? Yes
隔不多久那边又一对进去了我恨他恨死了也是同样死啊
and not a few minutes later another couple comes in and says I hate her that I could die
我不能跟她一起生活了。
I can't live with her anymore.
我宁愿死也不愿跟她在一起啊，不然怎么会离婚呢、啊、
？I'd rather die than to live with her.
其实像这个婚姻也是本来是神所祝福的，神所设立的。
Marriage was originally established by God and something blessed by God.
应该是幸福的，快乐的。
It should be happy.
但是在罪的里面
，But it is in sin.
变成劳苦重担。
When it's in sin, it becomes a burden.
有的婚姻变成一种重担，要离又不敢离，那不离呢又很痛苦。
Your marriage becomes a burden to you. You want to get a divorce, but then sometimes you don't dare to.
所以这是一种劳苦重担的人生啊。
And it becomes a life of hardship.
本来是神所最祝福的，但是变成在罪里面变成了个重担。
Something that should be blessed by God becomes a burden in sin.
本来生活在乐里面是快乐的，但是现在又变成重担。
We should have been happy in paradise, but now we have to suffer.
不但如此，人有会病。
Not only so, we also get sick.
会老。
We get old.
这些都是重担。
This is all burdens to us.
那最大的担就是罪，从罪来的罪担。
And the greatest burden is that of sin.
就是你的心灵没有办法得到安息。
Your heart can never find rest.
在圣经以赛书告诉我们。
In the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, it tells us.
说那些以罪孽那个牵引罪孽的人有祸了。
Those who carry sins with them are cursed.
以细的绳子牵引罪恶的人有祸了。
If you carry sin on a rope, then you should be cursed.
那这就是讲说人被罪牵着走。
We're all following sin.
这会让人喊救命的。
Then you will cry out for help.
你不愿意做的恶，你去做了。
What you do not want to do, the sin that you don't want to do, you do.
有很多人他不愿意做的错事情，一再的再犯。
Many people do things that are wrong, even though they know it's wrong.
最后就陷在没有办法自拔的一个痛苦里面。
And they are trapped in this pain.
所以造成社会上很多悲惨的家庭，很多悲惨的人物。
That's why we see many broken families and tragic stories.
有很多的喝酒的酒鬼，他们也是很有理想的以前呢。
Many alcoholics used to carry dreams and plans for themselves.
但是他们就是没办法。
But they can't help themselves.
那小小的一根烟，有的人也是没有办法克服。
Sometimes a person cannot overcome a cigarette.
自己的脾气有时候也没有办法克制。
Or control their own temper.
这些都是因为人在罪里面受罪的束缚。
It is all because we're bonded in sin.
那这些在人在情欲里面受情欲的这个支配。
And we're controlled by our own lust.
像这个撒玛利亚妇人一样。
Just like this Samaritan woman.
她人生实在是充满了劳苦跟重担。
Her life was filled with toil and burden.
她的劳苦重担要跟谁说呢
？And who could she tell all this to?
她没有地方可以说。
No one.
他没有人可以说。
She had no one to tell her story to.
耶稣来找他。
But Jesus seeked after her.
耶稣今天也要找到你。
And Jesus shall come and seek for you.
耶稣已经跟我们发出了这样的一个宣告。
And Jesus has made this announcement to you.
所有的只要你是劳苦挑重担的人，都可以到耶稣这里来。
All who are wearied and burdened can come to me.
耶稣一定会让你得到安息。
And Jesus will give you rest and peace.
我们看彼得前书五章七节。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书五章七节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。我们有忧虑吗？
Do you have any anxiety?
我们有什么劳苦重担吗
？Do you have any toil and burden?
这边神向我们这样宣告。
God has told you this.
你一切的所有的忧虑都要卸给神。
All that you have, give it to God.
就是各式各样的劳苦重担都要卸给神。
All kinds of suffering and toil, give it to God.
这个卸就是说你把它丢给他就是了。
You give it all up to Him.
你不是慢慢的一件一件给的。
You do not remove it. You remove each burden one by one.
你也不用太客气。
Don't feel embarrassed.
你不用留下一些忧虑，想说我很己见的忧虑。
Don't try to make yourself a hero and carry everything.
把一切所有的就一口气的全部的把它丢给耶稣。
But in one breath, throw everything to God.
我们在真耶稣教里面有这样的很多的这种见证。
In our True Jesus Church, we have many testimonies like this.
我们有病得到医治的。
There are those who have been healed from their sickness.
有很多心灵不平安的得到平安的。
So many have received peace.
那不但你的忧虑，神要把你担当起来。
Not only will God take up your burden.
你的病，神会医治你。
Not only will God heal you from your disease.
你心灵的痛苦，神会让你得到安宁。
Not only will God give you peace in your heart.
并且最大的安息，耶稣给我们安息，就是永远天国的安息。
But Jesus will give you an everlasting rest in heaven.
这是主耶稣给我们的一个最大的宣告。
And this is the greatest announcement from Jesus.
不是明天给你。
It is not for tomorrow.
主耶稣现在就要给你。
Jesus wants to give it to you now.
如果你有这样的信心，
If you have this faith,
你就在现在把你所有的一切的忧虑，你的劳苦重担都丢给耶稣。
Give all your troubles and burdens to God now.
因为神是大有能力的。
Because God is almighty.
你多少的忧虑他都能够接受。
It does not, no matter how much you worry about, he will take it all.
你有多大的伤痕，就好像这个撒玛利亚妇人有这么大的痛苦的过去吗？
Do you have any scars just like the Samaritan woman?
耶稣能够医治。
Jesus will heal you.
你有像撒玛利亚妇人现在这么不能见人的那个现在吗？
Do you have secrets just like a Samaritan woman?
主耶稣能够安慰你。
Jesus will comfort you.
你只要到耶稣的面前。
As long as you come before him.
耶稣今天晚上就要把他的活水给你。
He will give you the living water tonight.
在你的内心能够拥有直到永生。
So that it will well up from within you